Jai Baba, Chapter 29. A year after Baba took his first samadhi of 3 days, Abdul arrived in Shirdi. Baba sat with Malsapati and Shama, smoking a chillum, when Abdul approached Baba. He was a thin, young, tallish man, yet in some ways still a boy. The moment he walked in, Baba smiled, looked at Abdul and said, "My crow has come." The first thing that Baba told Abdul was that the latter's role was to take care of Masjidai and the lighting of the 5 lamps within, as well as the 1 lamp which was burnt at Lindi Garden. It was called Lindi, as that was the place where Baba Sai used to go to defecate. Also the same place where he would sit with pots of water and pray, and he would then sprinkle the water all over. Abdul was to wash Baba's clothes in the stream which flowed near Masjidai and basically take care of all of Baba's needs. One can imagine how privileged Abdul was to have been given this supreme honor. Obviously, Baba and he had a bond that came forth from previous lives. Baba made it clear to Abdul that he would get nothing materialistic in return ever. Not now and not even decades later. All he would get was salvation of the soul, and that when Abdul will leave his body, mud would be converted into gold. Even in the last decade of Baba's physical sojourn, when the devotees came in droves and money was given to Baba as an offering, Baba never gave Abdul a rupee, even though a lot of money was handed to a number of people as mentioned in earlier chapters. By then, Abdul was married and had a family, but Baba did not ever give Abdul a rupee. Both Abdul and Mahalsapati were kept in poverty. This shows the high regard and respect that Baba had for both these disciples. According to Baba, voluntary detachment from money was the highest kingship, as God was the friend of the poor and all those who were detached from all material longings. In the beginning, Abdul too would go and beg for his food, and he was made to sleep in the stable near the mosque. He would take care of Masjidai, clean the streets which Baba walked on, often along with Radha Krishnamai, who we shall talk later on. As they did not want Baba to step on stones, cow dung and pig excreta. After that, Abdul would beg for food and then sleep in his humble abode. Baba made sure that Abdul never ate too much. His instructions to Abdul were clear. Eat less, one simple dish. Do not mix various kinds of food. Sleep less, as little as humanly possible. Embrace detachment to the highest degree with true love and speak less. After some time, Baba would give food to Abdul from his share of the food that he got from begging or as prasad from devotees. Abdul sat at night reading the Holy Quran, and very often it was Baba who would open the Holy Quran randomly and hand the book to Abdul to read out the passages which Baba wanted Abdul to read aloud. Often, Baba explained the true meaning of the verses. It would be dark outside, with just the lamps burning, the holy fire within, and Abdul and Baba would be in deep conversation. Sometimes, Abdul would fall asleep and once even fell on Baba, who was resting for a while. Baba tenderly woke Abdul up and with a smile told him to continue reading. Abdul would retire for the night once Mahalsapati and Tatya came to spend the night with Baba. There was great love and respect between Baba and Abdul. For Abdul, every word spoken by Baba was God's word, and very often Baba would speak and Abdul would write with an ink pen in a notebook, the kind of notebook used by school children. Baba made sure that Abdul got married, but Abdul continued to serve Baba. Even after Baba took Mahasamadhi, Abdul took care of Baba's tomb. For years after Baba left his body, there was only a small dargah. Abdul took care of Baba's dargah. Baba lovers would come to Abdul for guidance, and Abdul would pick up the notebook in which he had written all that which Baba had told him. He would pray to Baba and then open the book, and the answer would be revealed. Once Abdul was in Radha Krishnamai's place saying his prayers when the roof collapsed. Abdul called out to Baba, and although Abdul should have been buried in the derbies of the collapsed roof, Baba made sure that his crow was safe and sound. What did Baba make Abdul write in the precious book? We shall discuss a little bit of that in the next chapter. Peace be to all. Baba, give us the opportunity to be of service to him. Jai Sahib.